The Mixed Blitz, 10 songs in a row, commercial free. What's up? I'm Fat Fames, and I got my special guest with me today. I've got Dr. Gee Teck Sheng, a neurosurgeon from Pantai Hospital, Penang. He's here to talk to us about brain tumors. So, Dr. Gee, now what are the different types of brain tumors?
There are many types of brain tumors and a few ways to categorize them. The most common would be based on histopathology or the cell types of the brain tumor. Brain tumor can be primary or metastatic. Primary brain tumors begin in the brain or tissue that is close to it, such as the meninges, cranial nerve, or pituitary gland. Metastatic brain tumor are tumors that arise from other parts of the body and spread to the brain and cranium. Brain tumor also can be categorized by location. It can occur in supratentorial, infratentorial, cella, base of skull, or CP angle. Finally, it can be divided into adult or pediatric brain tumor.
Okay, doctor, I've got so many other questions to ask you. First, let's get into the music. Mixed with Aisha Ron Prem, the mornings and today's best music. Dr. Gee Teck Sheng is here with us. He's a neurosurgeon from Pattaya Hospital, Penang. Now, doctor, who are the most at risk of brain tumors?
Though risk factors do influence the development of brain tumors, most do not directly cause the condition. Some persons may have several risk factors but do not develop brain tumors, or others with none of the risk factor may have one. Few of the identified factors that may increase your risk of a brain tumor include exposure of radiation, second, family history. However, I need to stress that in most patients with primary brain tumors, the cause is not clear. To put it in simple terms, no one chooses to have a tumor. It strikes when one least expected it. My advice is to be aware of the signs and symptoms such as headache, weakness, numbness, blur visions, and hearing loss. Get medical help as soon as possible and consult your doctor for screening with appropriate medical examinations and imaging studies.
The Mixed Blitz, 10 songs in a row, commercial free with Pantai Hospitals. I'm Fat Fabes, and with me today is Dr. Gee Teck Sheng. He's a neurosurgeon from Pantai Hospital, Penang. Now, Dr. Gee, how are brain tumors diagnosed?
There are a few steps involved in diagnosing brain tumor. First and the most important step is a thorough and complete neurological examination. The presence of signs and symptoms largely depend on the location and the size of the tumor. They can manifest in various ways, including headache, seizure, unexplained nausea and vomiting, loss of sensation, personality change, as well as problem with vision, speech and hearing. The next step is to perform imaging tests on the brain, namely a CT scan, a MRI, or at times a CT angiogram or MR angiogram. The patient will then undergo further tests to seek cancer in other parts of their body. Finally, a surgery to remove the tumor and a histopathological test will be conducted to identify the type and the grade of the tumor.
Thank you very much, Dr. Gee Teck Sheng. Don't forget, Doctor On Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on the Mixed Blitz.